Go ahead and raise your hands if you have any questions and we'll call on you. Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Can you just tell us about the process that led you to Jeff? Tori, you're muted.
Sorry.
There we go. We got you.
He was always somebody that I admired from across the field in the other dugout. You know, from his time in Pittsburgh, I could see the influence that he had what they were doing and progressing and moving forward with a young group of core players. I know Clint was a manager, but I know Clint spoke very highly of him during his time as his bench coach. And then watching him from across the field when he was a manager of the Rangers, I just enjoyed the way he went about his business. There was a seriousness to his day. I think he was somebody that I had targeted from the very beginning as a potential candidate. When he came in and we sat down together, I could see quickly that we meshed, and that was the most important thing. I went through an assortment of names. I was able to sit down with some really good baseball people and was super excited that Jeff was available and came in and sat down with me for a few hours.
How many people did you interview, Tor? You don't have to give us names, of course, but just around how many did you actually sit down with?
Officially sat down with three, but talked to several.
Were a lot of them kind of Jeff's profile, kind of managing experience, you know, veteran type coaches, or did you kind of look at all coaches across that spectrum?
That wasn't a part of my criteria. I kept it open for anybody that was going to come in and help this organization the best way they could. So managerial experience was not a prerequisite. What I was looking for in a bench coach was somebody that fills my gaps, somebody that is not necessarily a lot like me. Somebody that obviously could relate to and understand what players were going through, but continue to challenge them and hold them accountable. And I feel like he filled up the spaces and my personality perfectly. And my personality that weren't necessarily there every single day, perfectly.
Tor, do you view that if you want to describe this as like a yin and a yang, is that less about like in-game decisions, X's and O's, and more about, you know, how the clubhouse runs and keeping tabs on all the personalities in there?
Yeah, I think that there is a unique challenge that comes with running a baseball team from dugout level, and I can't be two places at one time. So, I think there is definitely he's a good guy, and we connect on a lot of different levels. And I want to make it sound like he's exactly the opposite of me, but in those spaces where I needed somebody to be a little bit different than me and see things a little bit different than me, yes, I thought that was a very important feature. Tactically inside of the dugout, I'm going to need help at all times. And he has that experience as a bench coach. He has that experience as a manager. So I think it's going to meld together, nicely. And, it was, like I said, I want to just make sure that there's an emphasis here that it wasn't a requirement that this person have managerial experience.
Mark.
Hi, Tori. Happy November.
Thank you, Mark. Same to you.
Two questions, and they're somewhat unrelated. First, does Jeff have an agenda and a priority? Because during the course of the season, we talked to you about some of the things that Darnell had outside of the baseball diamond. So I wanted to ask you in terms of, does he have an agenda, a specific priority that you've given him? And also, how close are you to naming a pitching coach?
Yeah, part one, I haven't yet covered all those features with Jeff. You know, he's a catcher by trade. I think he's going to be, you know, keeping a very close eye on our catchers. I know he controlled the running game in Pittsburgh. I spent, you know, four games trying to steal his signs and was unable to. So I know that he's very capable of doing that. He's gonna have a lot of responsibilities outside of just being my first lieutenant and talking baseball for nine innings, and helping me run a baseball game. We are not prepared to name a pitching coach. We're going to obviously get down to the rest of the staff and the needs that we have here in the coming days. And we're going to thoroughly, run through this process the best way we know how to bring the best possible candidates into our organization. I'm looking for the best of the best. I'm looking for all-star coaches at every position, and I'm going to take my time doing that.
Thank you.
Evan?
Torrey, how well do you know each other, and how long have you known each other?
Well, you know, we've crossed paths, obviously. Is opposing managers at different functions throughout the course of the year. But my connection to him goes way back. I'm going to say, I think the first time that I saw him, he was a field coordinator for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and substituting for a manager in Lynchburg, or at least helping out for a manager in Lynchburg that may have had to step down for one reason or another. So I ended up managing against him and a couple of other substitutes at that point in time. So that was my first introduction to him. Saw that he ran a good game. He followed the game very, very well. And then you just run the same circles from time to time that land you in different conversations. But I'm going to say probably 2005, 2006 was the first time I met him when he was interim manager in Lynchburg.
Nick?
Torrey, before I ask the question I'd raised my hand for, were you saying that it hasn't been decided if he's going to handle catchers, but it's something he's just going to keep an eye on, or he could end up being your primary catching?
Yeah, Mark had asked what I've talked to him about. So I have yet to cover all of those pieces with him, but yes, catching and controlling the running game. So those are the couple that I gave you.
Okay, so he's going to kind of pick up the responsibilities that Hammer had as far as catching.
Correct.
Okay. And then why did I raise my hand? Oh, I was going to ask, you've mentioned that a couple of times, having some gaps that you wanted filled, and you said he fills them. What are those gaps exactly that you're referring to?
Yeah. Sometimes I can be so boring that I want to throw open my own mouth. You know what I mean? So I try to keep it very, very steady hand, and pay attention to what's going on in front of me. And I sometimes get blinders on and I don't see outside of my own little space. So I think he does a good job of that. I think he does a good job of adding a little bit of spice, a little bit of personality, and sees a bigger picture than I do.
Zach, was that able to say earlier?
Nick asked the question I was going to ask, but I thought of another one. In terms of just the bigger job of kind of like, you know, handling all the personalities in the clubhouse, especially with a young roster, are there gaps there that you're trying to fill, or is that purely just like a manpower thing that, you know, you can't be all things to all people?
Yeah, I think it's a situation where I can't be in two places at once. And, you know, my connection to the players is very well known. But, you know, I have to draw certain lines in the sand and create certain barriers because I am their manager. I can't pal around with them and hang out with them. And I'm not looking for Jeff to do that as well, but I just think he's going to be able to go into the clubhouse and get a feel for what's happening and explore it through his own eyes. And we'll get two different versions of that. We have a very young baseball team, and something that was attractive to me was what he did as a bench coach in Pittsburgh. You know, let's go back, I don't even know, maybe 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago in Pittsburgh, they had a very young core of outstanding players, and he helped develop those players. That was something that was very, very intriguing to me.
Back to you, Nick.
Torrey, what's left now? You've got, I guess, three hitting guys, a pitching coach. Is there another pitching coach position behind that?
Yeah, so we've got a bench coach that we filled. We've got the head hitting coach. We've got three more hitting coach positions that we're going to fill, and a pitching coach. And that's where we're at right now. It's a good question, Nick. We're talking about how to make this as thorough as a search as possible for the best candidates that are going to be the best teachers that are help our team grow and learn day by day and hold our guys accountable. So if it requires us to get another pitching coach in back of the head pitching coach, we're still discussing that right now.
Any other questions for Torrey?
How about that one, Steve? Did you guys like that? I'm so boring, I can throw up in my own mouth.
I don't know if this will make the bingo board, but we'll consider it.
I was wondering who else's mouth you'd throw up in.
All right, guys. I'll see
you. All right, guys. Thank you, Torrey. Everyone can stay on. I see that Jeff is fortunate enough to join us, and we'll spotlight Jeff here in a second.